This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Flippity Jib.
92.7.
Good morning.
Is this on?
I think.
Is this on?
Are we on yet? We are on. Okay.
We're on.
Flippity Jib.
Flippity Jib ba da bibbity bop.
That's right.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
You were pretty hip.
I know.
Happy
Tuesday. We influenced them with... With Ken word jazz.
Ken Nordine?
Yeah.
Little word jazz. Yeah. That's good stuff. We should play more word jazz.
Yeah, we should play it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, constantly.
Well, why not? It's cold out there this
word
morning,
jazz,
John.
Yeah. I know. Cold. It's really, really cold.
It's damn cold.
Yeah.
It's like I think 22 degrees and with the wind chill. I thought we eliminated the wind chill.
No.
Did they get rid of
it? You know, we decided not to do that. We're bucking that trend.
Well, with the 11 mile per hour wind, it feels like 16 degrees.
You know, wind chill is just like one word, right?
No, I think it's two
or
words.
Or is it two words? But anyway, it's so easy to say. But
wind
then
chill.
They replaced it with a word salad, right?
I don't know what they replaced it with, but... I don't know why they feel they have to do that.
What they did, yeah. It's really cold, or it's almost as cold.
Oh, the feels like temperature?
No, that's okay. That's still okay with the feels like.
Yeah.
But it's something else that they replaced it with. You will ask Brittany. She knows. She has to use the new terminology.
She's required?
Well, she is required to do that.
Okay.
And she'll fill us in on what the new wording is, but it's like added extra words, and then you have to know those extra words, and there's like three categories of extra words that you have to know.
Is there a test?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
So I think windshield kind of takes care of it. We've been using it for thousands of years.
Thousands? Okay.
Well, the cavemen were really hip to it.
Well, let's get out the lottery balls and see what the high temperature, you know, it's 22 now.
Yeah. We're going to get the bar dice fairly soon, though.
Working on the bar dice. All right. First ball. Up we go. It's number 3.
Excellent.
Let's get that second ball going. 5.
All right.
35 for
35,
a high today.
35, that's
wow,
it.
Wow. It's going to be balmy this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's a little chilly, though. 22 degrees and a little bit of a wind today. Yeah. So just... bundle up, you know, dress in layers.
Oh,
get
God.
Your hat, your
really?
Coat.
I
get those mittens going.
I almost wore a scarf today.
Did you? Get a
in.
Scarf?
Yeah.
Get some gloves.
Wow.
You prefer mittens over gloves?
Yeah, I have like horrible circulation, so my fingers always get cold.
Really?
I usually wear mittens.
How do you know you have horrible circulation?
Well, it might be because like I'm chronically dehydrated, but
that could be
like my extremities, my fingertips and my toes always get really cold, like to the point that my hands turn purple sometimes.
Good Lord, man.
Wow.
What's the matter with
Sounds
you?
Sounds like a medical condition of some sort. You
probably,
know?
But That's I've crazy. Survived this long.
Okay.
Well, what do you want from me?
There is a condition that turns your hands or your toes another color, like a purple or a white or something like that if they get really cold. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like a deep purple. It's just like... Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like some kind of medical condition. You should see somebody right away. Call 911 if you're in any pain.
Good idea, John.
No, you know, when you're on the line and you're waiting for...
Yeah. They give
if you
the...
have an emergency, please call 911.
Please hang up and call 911.
That's just ridiculous, isn't it? God, I would have done that originally.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's Tuesday here. You know, it's a big travel day. Big travel day.
Wednesday was the big travel day.
Well, that's for cars.
Oh.
But if you're flying, today's the day. Today's there's like, I think, 80 million people flying somewhere today. All across the USA.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of people flying through the air to get to their family destinations.
Well, that's good. That's nice that we can communicate and meet each other somewhere, you know, in the blue skies of the U.S.
Okay. And
I don't know.
And something like 71 million people will be driving more than 50 miles to get to their destination on Thanksgiving. You driving anywhere?
No.
Okay.
I'm going down to Oregon, but you know it's nothing.
It's just I'm going up to
cross town,
Reedsburg.
But did you hear that Matt Nair promo that they have out there right now?
I don't know which one. I'm not sure.
Where they were talking about the biggest speed trap in Wisconsin.
Oh yeah. What is that?
Rosendale.
Rosendale. Where is that?
I had experience in Rosendale myself.
Is that south?
Way back. No, it's north. It's on the. It's kind of a shortcut around Oshkosh and Appleton. So
okay.
You can take that shortcut, but it's not so much a shortcut because you have to go really slow through Rosendale.
It's at the crossroads of Highway 23 and Highway 26.
Oh, up that way. Okay.
Up that way, yeah.
So there are a lot of speeding tickets there. It's a speed trap.
Yeah. I mean, you could take 151 all the way up to like Appleton and then you know, go up. But instead, you can take Rosendale and take a little shortcut. But again, you know, it's a speed trap. It's a nightmarish speed trap.
You've been there.
Yeah, I've been there.
Did you get a ticket there?
I talked to an officer. but here's the thing.
Okay.
You remember Sly.
Yes.
Sly used to get speeding tickets through there. and he would talk endlessly about Rosendale. All right?
Okay.
So that is the big speed trap in town. And I think Matt Nair was wondering, oh, well, you know. They must have merch there in regards to their speeding tickets.
That would be a good idea. Yeah.
And one guy called up and said, yeah, they've got a drugstore there that sells T-shirts that said, Rosendale, that's the ticket.
That's good.
It's a great T-shirt,
that
right?
That is good.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
So,
I don't think I've ever been there. Sam, have you been there? Rosendale?
I don't think so. No.
Well, it's a kind of cute little town.
Yeah.
There's a cemetery. Well, as you go in, there's a cemetery on one side. You'd think, well, you know, I can speed through this, right? But you can't.
they don't approve of
that. And then downtown happens immediately. So they're very strict about it.
Okay.
Unusually low speeds.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind if I remember. Up that way.
It's like you scratch your head thinking, why would they do this to people driving through their small town? Why would they want to do this? Harass people, give them tickets. Kind of a memorable experience for most people.
Well, I mean, they're probably in the right. I mean, if the speed limit is like 25, you shouldn't go faster than 25, right? But everyone goes faster than
the
speed limit.
Sometimes they go like 30.
Yeah, but, exactly.
But you know what? In Rosendale, they'll give you a ticket.
Really?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're nasty.
Just slow down.
People.
What's the hurry anyway? You know, take your time if you're going through Rosendale.
Look, the thing is that you're going 5 miles over. Usually they give you that little grace.
They'll give you that. Yeah.
Grace period or whatever, grace speed. But here we are. You know, we're talking about Rosendale again, and I just love the T-shirt, though. You know, that's the ticket. John Lovitz.
The days of poorly regulated speedometers are gone. If you're going 30 miles an hour, your car will say that you're going 30 miles an hour.
That's true.
Well, I guess you're right.
Hey, let's get to the National Day calendar. There's a little twist on it today, all right?
Okay.
Ready for this?
Because there's not a lot in the
There's only one thing. So I've got a list here. Which one of these is it today, okay?
Wow. Okay.
Which one is
that
it?
That is a twist.
Is it National Hot Dog Day? Mm-hmm. Is it National Apple Pie Day? Is it National Cake Day? How about National Donut Day or National Potato Day? Which one of those days is it?
It's National Potato Day.
You're wrong. Sam, do you know? Did you cheat?
Well, I looked a while ago.
Oh, okay.
And there's only one, so of course I remember it. But I probably deserve the buzzer because I looked ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's cake day, though.
It is National Cake Day. I know. It's thrilling, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you put all that work into it. You came up with all these extra days.
Right.
And then Sam kind of blows the whole thing sky high.
Well, I knew you would know that just the other day it was National Donut Day, so that you should have eliminated that one right away.
Right, I did.
Okay.
Did I?
Hot Dog Day, that's... Okay, National Cake Day. Scrumptious treat for everybody to enjoy. Slide over, pie. This day, cake takes center stage as the dessert of choice. They should have put a comma in there. On most birthdays, the cake is topped with candles, no matter what the age. We all know about cake. What's the deal here?
You're explaining cake. What a cake is.
This is important information.
Now, you should have made up stuff about this.
Yeah? I bet you know this.
What?
You know, why does the cake recipe say to use room temperature eggs? Do you know why that is?
No, I don't.
Because, Sam, how about you? You're a cake maker.
I didn't know that you were supposed to use room temperature eggs.
You
why?
Are.
Why?
Cold eggs bring down the temperature of all the other ingredients in the cake. For example, if you add cold eggs to a butter and sugar mixture, the butter will firm up into clumps. And that's not good. The eggs and the butter or other ingredients won't distribute evenly throughout the cake batter, affecting the final texture. So the cake may take longer to bake if cold eggs are used. So keep that in mind the next time you bake a cake.
We will. That's a good tip.
What you can do is you can put them in, if they're cold right out of the refrigerator, put them just in a pan of water, just room temperature water, and wait a few minutes.
I don't think I've ever made a cake that wasn't like out of a box, like a Betty Crocker cake.
Right. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice and easy.
Those are really good. I think they're great that way.
Yeah.
All but, right. You know, there's a shortcut to that, too. You can get a muffin mix, which makes a interesting cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a cake song of some kind?
This is Short Skirt, Long Jacket by Cake.
Okay.
Oh. The band
Have you
cake.
Ever heard of this?
No.
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 Me either.
Is there a cakewalk song of some sort?
Cakewalk. Okay. That's it for the National Day calendar. You want to preview what our history items are? Do you have a minute to do that, or do you want to get into it? Right
well,
after.
Let's save it. Let's save it.
All right. Well, in just a few moments after the break, I think we're going to get into our first Talk feature.
Talk?
Oh, exciting. Yeah.
Been waiting for this
for a while.
I put
one together.
Yeah?
And I thought this would be really an interesting one.
It's got a brand new theme, even.
It's not TikTok. It's Talk.
Talk.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's an interesting way of saying it as well, TikTok. These are usually TikTok videos, so we'll see what it's all about.
All right. We will come back with John and Gordy in the morning in just a few minutes with Talk.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX.
And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress, available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
I suppose we're going to have to get into the day in history here, right?
Well, you bet.
That's what...
Did you already
do.
Open up the book so we wouldn't get so much dust in the studio?
I forgot to open it ahead of time.
Hey, damn it. Now, here we go. This is it.
It gets so dusty overnight.
Good Lord. Good Lord. I'm going to have to get...
Oh, I'm glad I got that out of my system.
Call 911.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, we were playing Linus and Lucy coming in, a.k.a. the... What's that? What are you laughing at?
I'm looking at a text from Catherine.
What did she say?
You just missed a promo by Pete in which he said, I don't want to try milking a cow. I'm afraid I might like it.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That Pete. I love him.
He's a funny guy.
He's a character.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to get him on the show here again.
Well, when he's in town, you were definitely going to have him on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. History.
We didn't open that book for nothing.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
He played Linus and Lucy coming in, aka the Peanuts theme, because Charles Schulz is celebrating a birthday today.
Well, he would be if he was alive, but he died a few years ago.
He'd be 102 today.
Yeah.
It's also Tina Turner's birthday. We'll hear a little of her in a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else happened on this day? Today in 1867 is the first patent for a quote unquote refrigerated boxcar. It's not refrigerated. It was a giant ice box on wheels.
Yeah.
I did some looking into this. They on the National Day calendar they put some history on there. They said it was a refrigerated boxcar, but it was just like a giant box filled with ice.
There you go.
I guess you got to start somewhere.
You do have to start someplace. Yeah. Yep.
More cold themed things. Today is the anniversary of the founding of the NHL.
Yeah.
Oh, a hockey league.
Yeah. Nice. And they didn't even start with any American teams. It was four Canadian teams that started the league.
Should have stayed up there, I guess. Okay, now, what else do you have?
You know, Wisconsin's a very big hockey state.
And we don't have a team, though.
Well, I know.
It's violent. It's a violent game. People get injured.
You don't like hockey?
It's not a good game, no. If you got kids, I like watching hockey just to
see the fights, John.
Yeah, I know. It's not a good thing, is it?
It's a violent game, but it's also, for play-by-play announcers, it's one of the hardest things to announce.
Really?
Because that puck goes flying around, you know, from side. Yeah. How do you describe that? I mean, to people that are just listening.
You're watching hockey, you're into the violence of hockey, and then the next thing you know, you're voting for Trump.
What?
It's that easy. It's that quick.
Kind of connecting the dots.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. If you say so. Some movie history. This is another classic movie I still haven't seen. Today in 1942, Casablanca debuted.
You definitely have to see that movie. Yeah. That is fantastic. Oh, it's a great movie.
It is.
Inspirational as well, especially in these political times that we have.
Yeah, that really holds up.
It takes place in World War II, right?
I don't know what it's about, actually.
Okay,
it's World War II era, yes.
Okay.
Sure, sure.
All right, I can tell that you want to get over with this, John. Are we ready for
well,
talk?
I don't know.
Fine.
Do we have enough time?
yes, we have enough time. You said 2 or 3 minutes.
It's three minutes, not two.
It's time for the new feature.
Okay, it's Talk Talking.
Do it.
Okay, these are individuals who speak their onions on TikTok or wherever. So let's check out our first edition.
All right. Hit it. Here we go.
For as long as I live, I never want to hear another word from a Trump supporter about DEI, affirmative action, or meritocracy after they voted for Donald Trump to be the first person ever elected president with no experience in government or military, voted for him again in 2024 as the first convicted felon ever elected president, allowed J.D. Vance to become vice president with no experience in elected office until last year, and now picked a white Fox News host to replace a black four-star general as Secretary of Defense. And for Attorney General, the nation's top law enforcement officer, they picked an insurrectionist who had to abruptly resign from Congress this week to stop the release of an ethics report after allegations of misappropriating campaign funds or personal expenses, illegal drug use, sharing sex videos on the House floor, sleeping with a 17-year-old, and child sex trafficking. It's not about qualifications. America's never cared about qualifications or meritocracy. For white people, they only bring that up with black people, women, and any other group of people they dislike at the moment. If you're a straight white male or politically conservative, they couldn't care less about your qualifications. And don't give me any lip about women and people of color in the Republican Party. They are an afterthought who only exists to own the libs and must subscribe to the GOP's hierarchy of patriarchal white supremacy. This is how Republicans play identity politics. If Democrats get a woman, they'll find a woman. If Democrats get a black person, they'll find a black person. As long as a woman or black person follows their narrow conservative political political beliefs, their qualifications don't matter. That's why they picked unqualified Clarence Thomas to replace the legendary Thurgood Marshall on the Supreme Court in 1991. Why they picked unqualified Alan Keyes, a random black guy from Maryland, to run against Barack Obama for the U.S. Senate seat in Illinois in 2004. Why they rushed to find unqualified Sarah Palin from Alaska after Senator Hillary Clinton got 18 million votes in 2008. Why they rammed through Amy Coney Barrett after only 3 years as a judge to replace the legendary Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the nation's highest court before the presidential election in 2020. And why they picked retired football player Herschel Walker to run against Senator Raphael Warnock for U.S. Senate in 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris had federal, state, and local experience and worked with all three branches of government, and they still called her unqualified. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson graduated from Harvard undergrad, Harvard Law, clerked for Supreme Court justice, served on the U.S. Sentencing Commission, a federal district court, and a federal appellate court, was the first former public defender to join the U.S. Supreme Court, and had more experience than any other justice in the court when they were nominated, but they still claimed she was unqualified. They called the duly elected mayor of Baltimore the DEI mayor just because he was black and happened to be in office at the time of bridge class. And they called Biden's entire cabinet a DEI cabinet just because he picked experienced, qualified leaders who weren't all straight white men. This is the delusional brainwashing of white supremacy. And for the Tim Scotts and Byron Donalds and black and brown enablers who occupy the lowest plank of the totem pole in the Republican Party, don't think they won't come for you if you ever dare to grow a backbone and step out of line. To paraphrase Jay-Z's use of the N-word in a way that won't get me censored on this platform: light black, dark black, faux black, real black, rich black, poor black, house black, feel black, still black.
There you go.
Wow.
Pretty nice commentary, isn't it?
A lot there to unpack.
Yeah. Fantastic stuff. We've got a whole bunch more coming up in the upcoming days. So check it out.
Yeah. And next we've got Idiocracy right around the corner. John Agourdi in the morning.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
You know, each and every day we explain it.
Yes,
and it gets more confusing. I'm bumping into walls after reading half of this stuff.
I think we ourselves are turning into grapeheads.
Grapeheads.
I'm thinking that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know which one of the three stooges Mo was calling grapehead? Was it Curly, probably?
No, I don't know. Maybe just a person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you've got a great story right there.
Yeah.
Why don't we get to this? Our first story.
Okay. You remember during the convention of the Republicans that they had over in Milwaukee, they had all these celebrities.
Special guest. Well, of course, they have the guest.
Yeah, they had. Yeah.
It's okay to rub shoulders with celebrities if you're a Republican, but if we do it, we're just Hollywood elites.
Sure. Well, I remember when Hulk Hogan showed up there and he was running around in the arena
couldn't rip his shirt off.
Apparently he's not as strong as he used to be. He's getting up there. I think he's in his 70s now. Anyway, he says that Donald Trump contacted him recently and floated the idea of starting up the President's Council of Physical Fitness and having Hulk Hogan be the spokesperson.
Fitness. They always throw it to somebody, don't they?
God. I mean, he's got to be loaded up with so many steroids.
Oh, I know. He'd be pushing steroids to little kids.
Yeah, that would be good.
Oh, come on. This is bad news. You don't want this.
You don't want kids running around tearing their T-shirts up or anything and, you know, beating up other little kids.
The steroidal generation.
Jeez. So... Well, we'll see what happens. You know, I mean, anything can happen. Look at who he's nominated so far. So Yeah. Look for Hulk Hogan, maybe, to show up.
Look for Hulk Hogan.
Show up at the White House and tear his shirt off or something.
Well, I think there was a Daily Show bit where Jon Stewart was talking about all these nominees.
Yeah.
And they put Hulk Hogan in the lineup saying that, well, they'll find a place for him. Well, here it
Why?
Is.
Why? Yeah. President's Council on Physical Fitness. Why not?
Turned out it wasn't a joke after all.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I don't think that's a cabinet position, though. I don't think you can just name him that, and there he is. He's hanging around the White House.
Well, you know, I thought I'd dip into the past a little bit, a little reminder of the comparison between Kamala Harris's economic plan and the Trump economic plan, because they did compare the two. The economists looked at it.
Well, wait a minute.
They came out for and against certain plans.
Does Trump actually have a plan or just a concept of a plan?
Oh, no, he's got a concept of a plan. I'm sorry.
Right.
I mislabeled that.
All right. Well, what is the concept?
Well, the concept is
compare and contrast.
Cut 147.
Okay.
Donald Trump's plan would basically be to extend all his tax cuts for everybody, including the wealthy, exempt Social Security from income taxes, all add to the deficit. No tax on tips. Lower the corporate tax rate. He does want to repeal the green energy tax credits, but he would add $5.2 trillion more to the debt over the next 10 years. He has this idea for tariffs, which would offset it. Nobody thinks these tariffs would really happen. That would, even with that, it would add $2.6 trillion. Harris, on the other hand, has a plan that actually pays for itself. And it's also important to note that Trump's tax plan favors the wealthy. Harris's tax plan favors average Americans. Right. She wants to extend tax cuts, but only for those making less than $400,000. And she wants to raise taxes on the wealthy, make them pay their fair share, as she has been saying, raise corporate taxes, make them pay their fair share. And so when you get to the bottom line down here, she would only add a trivial amount to the deficit. So she wouldn't solve the problem, but she would at least not make it worse. So when you add all this up together, you can see over here that Trump would add this $5.2 trillion to the debt without his tariffs, less with his tariffs. But as I said, no one really believes that's going to happen. And she adds essentially nothing to the national debt. And you compare that to what's happened under Trump and under Biden. Under Trump, $8.4 trillion, as you said earlier. In fairness, $3.6 trillion of it was COVID-related debt, but still all $4.8 trillion of debt. And Biden, a good bit less, especially when you exclude COVID. So it's a much superior plan than anything we've seen for a good while.
So let me ask you this. What are the sources for these numbers?
These are Congressional Budget Office numbers. I mean,
What about the Harris plan?
These are numbers that her campaign produced, but have been vetted by independent, the Tax Foundation, independent scorekeepers of this sort of thing. These are honest numbers.
$1 trillion GDP, the strongest stock market ever. A 50-year high for the U.S. dollar, more oil production than any country in history, and now fiscally more conservative than any president this century, based on her plan and what it's projected to do. And there's still yahoos going around making millions and millions of dollars claiming that she and Biden are socialists.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
It makes it pretty darn clear who had the best plan.
Yeah. But the Trump supporters don't care. That's all just gobbledygook to them. They just don't want to. They don't care about the actual facts.
It seems like my brothers both didn't see that or know that or hear about that at all. And now they're going to be sitting there, as they have said before, waiting and seeing. Let's see what happens. You know, let's sit back and, you know, people are affected by it. People will be hurt by it. Mm-hmm. They'll be left behind by it. But maybe it won't affect my brothers. And that's okay, you know, because they're just sitting back. They're just going to wait and see what happens.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah.
Have you been in touch with your brothers on this? Is that what they said?
I'm disowning them. That's it, man.
What?
They don't know it yet, but.
Okay.
Yeah. Create a vast difference between I think and what they think.
Are you on speaking terms with them now?
Not anymore.
Okay.
They don't know it yet, but.
Okay.
Of course, we never talk to each other anyway, so it's not good. There's not much of a difference there.
Well, see, if they were listening, right, they could text in right now, you know, anonymously, 608-879-8255. You know, if either of John's brothers are listening or your sister, 608-879-TALK.
Well, they would criticize me for, you know, not waiting and seeing.
Right? I'm waiting.
I don't know. I don't care. All right. hey, The Daily Show, by the way, took a look at what happened in the House. You know, Nancy Mace doesn't want those trans individuals with penises to be in her bathroom.
This is a big deal.
She has a thing about that. Yeah, it's weird. It's out of touch. And boy, she looks kind of odd, doesn't she? Very thin looking now.
I don't know that I've seen pictures of her lately.
Well, anyway, let's play The Daily Show's version of taking a look at this story. Big story. This is cut 161.
Here's what she claims the problem is.
I'm not going to stand for a man. You know, if someone with a penis is in the women's locker room, that's not okay. I know how vulnerable women and girls are in private spaces.
Yes. Of course, you just want to protect women from hypothetical predators. That would play a lot better if you weren't trying to get actual predators into the highest levels of government.
There you go. Yeah. Gee, didn't think of that, did you? All right.
Pete Hegseth, RFK, Matt Gaetz. If Donald Trump nominated Bill Cosby, Nancy Mace would be walking in circles in an ugly 80s sweater eating a pudding pop. Line, this
men are not allowed in women's spaces, period, full stop, end of story,
would land a lot harder if you weren't rolling with the guy whose attitude about women's spaces is this.
I'll go backstage before a show,
yes,
and everyone's getting dressed and ready and everything else, and you know, no men are anywhere, and I'm allowed to go in because I'm the owner of the pageant and therefore I'm inspecting it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, ta-da.
So there you go. Proved her point.
Mm-hmm. That's Desi Leidig.
It's easy to prove your point with this new administration that we'll be, of course, analyzing for the next four goddamn years.
Okay.
4 years.
Take a breath.
Man. Okay. All right.
But the midterms are only 2 years away, so you know.
That's true. Yeah, things could change.
Think about that.
We can always impeach him again. We can sure try.
Yeah, let's try. Yeah. Well, now he doesn't have the guardrails anymore, so it'll be a lot harder to impeach him, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now let's get to something we didn't get to a while back. I really like this comment from AOC in regards to Nancy Mace.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, this is really good.
This is really good. I tweaked it a little bit, so what she was saying in a crowd of people could be heard a little bit better in this cut 155. Let's check it out.
Okay.
What Nancy Mace and what Speaker Johnson are doing are endangering all women and girls. Because if you ask them, what is your plan on how to enforce this? They won't come up with an answer. And what it inevitably results in are women and girls who are primed for assault because people are going to want to check their private parts in suspecting who is trans and who is cis and who's doing what. And so the idea that Nancy Mace wants little girls and women to drop trow in front of who? An investigator? Who would that be? In order because she wants to suspect and point fingers at who she thinks is trans is disgusting. It is disgusting. And frankly, all it does is allow these Republicans to go around and bully any woman who isn't wearing a skirt because they think she might not look woman enough. People have a right to express themselves, to dress how they want, and to be who they are. And if a woman doesn't look woman enough to a Republican, they want to be able to inspect her genitals to use a bathroom. It's disgusting. And everybody, no matter how you feel on this issue, should reject it completely. What are they doing? They're doing this so that Nancy Mace can make a buck and send a text and fundraise off an email. They're not doing this to protect people. They're endangering women. They're endangering girls of all kinds. And everybody should reject it. It's gross.
There you go. Fantastic.
Yeah, that says it all.
Yeah. Tell us it like it is.
Yeah. How do you enforce anything like that? It's nuts.
Yeah. Who do you get? Right?
Yeah.
Some Republican, anyway, to maybe do those inspections. They're all for it. They're constantly thinking about it, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder. A little I'd like to take a peek.
Yeah.
That's just strange people. All right. Now, this was kind of, I know, you know, it's crazy to think that these people are going after trans individuals, and they want to make a big deal about it, and they really shouldn't be making a big deal about it at all. And we were talking about, you know, Sarah McBride, you know, being in the House now. Mm-hmm. Let's take a listen to this. This is Tim Miller in regards to this. Wait, that's not right. That's not Tim Miller doing this.
Okay.
This is cut 156, and this is Sarah McBride in her own words. Let's listen to what she thinks about the new rules in the House.
I would like my grace to contrast with the grandstanding that we're seeing right now. I would like my approach of respecting everyone to contrast with the disrespect that we are seeing right now. I'd like people to see my competence in governing contrast with their chaos. I always knew that there would be an effort to politicize my use of a restroom. And this has never been an issue in this complex. Everything was fine until some members of the small Republican conference majority decided to get headlines and to manufacture a crisis. I think we are all united that attempts to attack a vulnerable community are not only mean-spirited, but really an attempt to misdirect. Because every single time we hear the incoming administration or Republicans in Congress talk about any vulnerable group in this country, we have to be clear that it is an attempt to distract. It is an attempt to distract from what they are actually doing. Every single time we hear them say the word trans, look what they're doing with their right hand. Look at what they're doing to pick the pocket of American workers, to fleece seniors by privatizing Social Security and Medicare. Look what they're doing, undermining workers. And here's also what we have to be clear about, because I think the last week has been a prime example of this. Every bit of time and energy that is used to divert the attention of the federal government to go after trans people is time and energy that is not focused on addressing the cost of living for our constituents.
And there you go.
Yeah, it's distraction.
And at first, you know, she didn't want to defy the House rules, and she was criticized for it from the trans community. But now, you know, you can see why she wants to go along with it and set a different standard.
Be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
So, 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
It's cold out there this morning, 22 degrees, feels like 13 with a little bit of a breeze out of the west. We'll see a high about 35 today. Nice and clear this morning, again, 22 degrees, bundle up. Hey, John, what do you think the word of the year is out of this choice I'm about to give you?
Okay? Let's find out.
Here's a list.
All right, I'll take a guess.
These are buzzwords, okay?
All right.
But one of them made it as word of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Is it weird? Brain rot? That's actually two words, isn't it?
It is.
Brain rot? Yeah.
One word, no space.
Okay.
Brain rot.
Brain rot?
They can't just decide that.
Who decided that? Brat or demure, okay? So weird, brain rot. Brat or demure.
I'm going with weird. That took off.
You're wrong.
What?
You're wrong. Where's the buzzer? Okay. Sam, do you have a choice or do you know the answer?
I would say brain rot.
No, you're wrong too.
Oh, come on.
It's demure. Demure.
What?
Yeah, that's the word of the...
Sorry, we missed that one on the show. I
didn't seem like
apologize
that was
to our audience for not staying up to date with that one.
Buzzword? I don't get that at all.
I don't know where that was hot.
Yeah. So...
We got a text here. Republicans don't want metal detectors, but they want people to drop their trousers. Okay. Okay. You're right. You're right.
You can call us or text us at 608-879-8255 or get on the Civic Media app. Shoot us a text.
All right. Text. Now, I've got
TikTok. TikTok text.
That's the new word for the year.
Is it? Okay. Never mind.
See, I can't believe it. You know, where did they ever come up with that?
Demure.
That doesn't make any sense at all to me. Not at all.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I actually came up with this a while back, but no one's going to remember. It was just a side comment, and that is that I am going to watch Trump lower the prices for food, for gasoline,
yeah,
for everything,
for houses.
He is going to cut the prices in half.
I'm going to be able to fill up my tank with a $20 bill again.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
Is he going to take care of all this on day one?
Guaranteed, he's going to be able to do it. And
that's what he said.
And I'm waiting for it.
Okay. Well, he's not in office yet, but he's getting there.
Like my brothers say, you know. Yeah. Wait and see.
Wait and see.
Wait and see. So let's get to the cut 171 here from the new CBS poll that came out. Interesting stuff. Let's listen.
Okay.
A growing number of voters think the economy is improving ahead of President-elect Trump's inauguration.
Really? Now
already?
Our new polling
finds 44% of Americans believe Trump will make food and grocery prices go down.
Mm-hmm.
35% think that he will cause them to increase. CBS News Executive Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto, is here with me in Studio 57 to dig into this. Anthony, good to see you.
Well, you described it very well, Lindsay, in that intro, which is that we do find on net people think that his policies will make food prices go down rather than up. The other part of this, too, is look at the ratings on the economy and why that they're moving up. Now, this is the increase that you spoke about from 36 to 42. Still not good. But the one that I point out a lot is the movement among Republicans, an increasing number who say that the economy is good. This happens when you get presidential transitions.
It's good
already.
Same
economy, but you see how much partisanship and also optimism factors into those more macro numbers.
I saw you wrote Republicans are more excited now than they were in 2016. Anthony, how are voters feeling about his economic policies and some of his picks so far?
Well, let's look at some of the economic policies. One of the things that we've seen is support, especially among his voters, for the idea of increased or putting on tariffs, right? This will be interesting because the bulk of these folks do not think that that will make prices increase.
Oh, that's
when you
smart.
Ask about the picks, what should happen with those picks? Now, they do get net positive ratings, but there is support, even among a majority of Republicans, for the idea, as per the Constitution, let the Senate hold confirmation hearings. Don't just let Trump appoint people without those hearings.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm.
So there you go. People already think the economy is fantastic right now, before Trump becomes president. it's just a mood. It's just what people think, you know? So you got to almost think, maybe all those surveys that we've been looking at for the last 2 or 3 years are just, you know, mindless mumbo jumbo that means nothing at all. It's just the mood set by whoever, and whoever could that have been? Mm-hmm. You think it's the guy who's been campaigning and holding rallies for 4 damn years, talking down the economy, saying how bad it is? You think maybe that had the influence, but now that he's been elected president, even before he's president, the economy is doing so much better.
Yeah, they're expecting it's going to be
fantastic. Oh, my God.
It's already taking off.
Oh, you got to love the economy.
Mm. Getting a couple of texts in here from Matt this morning. He says, it's just a huge grifter gang out to rob from the state while we all get poorer.
Exactly.
From Middleton.
Look at that.
Okay.
I brought this in.
Oh, a picture
of the image.
The $2 bill with Donald Trump on it.
That's right.
Only $19.95.
That's right. You can buy a $2 bill for $20.
What a deal.
The grift is just, it is beyond
anybody. It's just starting.
This guy, right away, everybody knew that this was a malignant narcissist, all right? We knew this going in. And now they even voted him in again as president. It's incredible. He's put his face on the $2 bill for the last 2 or 3 years, you know, with different combinations of messages. This guy
Why
can't
not?
Wait to die to have his face on the actual dollar bills.
He probably wants to add himself to Mount Rushmore.
Oh, don't. Oh, don't.
Don't put that idea in his head.
Don't give him that idea.
I know.
No, no, no. Hey, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, attorney Jim Santel will join us right here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.